used to be. A past that's sprinkled with the blues. A few old dreams that I can't use. Pulled by my memories of things that used to be. There were the smiles before the tears. And with the smiles, some better years. Pulled by my memories of things that used to be. When I remember how things were, my memories all lead to her. I'd like to start my life anew, but memories just make me blue. A cottage small, just built for two. A garden wall with violets blue. Pulled by my memories of things that used to be. Built for two, a garden wall with violets blue. Pulled by my memories of things that used to be.
Yeah, and welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. We just heard, for our opening song, Who'll Buy My Memories? That was the late, great Joe Carson. And that was recorded in Nashville on April 25th in 1963. He was from Brownwood, Texas, with a recording career that started in 1956. He was only 21 at the time. And in 1964, he recorded the last song I'm ever going to sing. And then mysteriously died in a car accident a few days later in Wichita Falls. And he was only 29. But today's show, we're going to deal with precious memories, forgotten memories, and maybe some memories of yesterday. And to start our show off, we have Mr. Floyd Tillman from 1939, one of his first recordings. And we're going to get it going right now. Precious memory.
A precious memory is all that's left for me. One dark and dreary day, my flower faded away. She was so heavenly, I know she'll always be. So sweet and dear to me, my precious memory. I've tried so hard to be gay, tried so hard to forget. I've did my best, but now I'll say, I've found no happiness yet. No matter where I go, my heart will always know. Her love will always be my precious memory. Thank you. A precious memory is all that's left for me. One dark and dreary day, my flower faded away. She was so heavenly, I know she'll always be. So sweet and dear to me, my precious memory. I tried so hard to be gay, tried so hard to forget. I did my best, but now I'll say, I've found no happiness yet. No matter where I go, my heart will always know. Her love will always be my precious memory.
Some men like to travel over foreign lands and seas, but the land of the midnight supper is just the plan for me. I telephone a taxi, a pretty gal to please, a lot of sparkling wine to drink, and a flock of memories. Flock of memories, flock of memories, a lot of sparkling wine to drink, and a flock of memories. I loved a redhead beauty, I forgot her very name, but I never will forget the way she played her little game. She spent my time and money, I merely saying please, then ran away and left me with a flock of memories. Flock of memories, flock of memories, she ran away and left me with a flock of memories. I've only married twice. I would have had a harem, I'd only paid the price. I haven't got a dollar, and I haven't got a wife. I got that happy feeling, and I've had it all my life. I've had it all my life. I've had it all my life. I got that happy feeling, and I've had it all my life. I followed wine and women, and I lived just as I pleased. Take a fortune for that flock of memories. Flock of memories, flock of memories. I wouldn't take a fortune for that flock of memories.
Say, hey, all mother's gone, but not forgotten. That's all that I have left now, just blue memories of you.
Some blue memories. That was the Smiling Irishman, James O'Gwynn, and that was recorded in Houston in October of 1958. James was from Winchester, Mississippi. He moved to Houston in 1953, and he joined the Louisiana Hayride in Shreveport in 1956, and it was there he was given the nickname the Smiling Irishman. That one goes out to Tony Davern, our own Smiling Irishman. And before that, we heard Memories of Mother and Dad. That was none other than the White Brothers. That was a live recording recorded in March of 1967 at the Ash Grove Club in North Hollywood, California. And before that, we heard Flock of Memories. That was Charlie Walker. And that was recorded in San Antonio in 1952 for the Imperial label. Charlie from Copeville, Texas. He was a member of Bill Boyd's Cowboy Ramblers in the 40s. He made his first records for Imperial in 1952, of which that was one of them. And he was known for that shuffle, along with Ray Price, another Texan. And then before that, we heard yet another Texan, the great Floyd Tillman with Leon Self's Blue Ridge Playboys. That was recorded Houston, March 6, can you believe it, 1939, for the Decca label. And then we started off the whole show at the top of the show to establish our theme, which is memories, and I'm going to make it a two-parter, so this is part one this week. And we start off the whole show with Who'll Buy My Memories from Joe Carson, the poor guy who recorded a song called The Last Song I'm Ever Gonna Sing, and then a few days later he died in a freak car accident in Wichita Falls. So, if you're just tuning in, our theme this week, if you haven't guessed, or if you have a lack of memory, is Memories Part 1. So for our second set, speaking of Texas and speaking of the great Ray Price, why don't we visit Ray? And I think Ray's got some same old memories to start off this next set. Let's hear it.
You said that you'd come back and start all over. Our love would be the way it used to be, but
but you just want me when there are no others. You play your game so you come back to me. The same old memories are back just like they were before. The same old memories, and every time they hurt me more. You're happy when my heart is on its knees, hurting with the same.
Just meant a memory, and she walked right up to me, a picture that I always see. I just meant a memory. Chapter one was when we met. Chapter two I can't. She walked away from me. I just lost my memory. A vision that haunts me, that wants me, that needs me. Only a memory. Can I make her real to me? That haunts me, that wants me, that needs me. Only a memory. Can I make her real to me? When I'm all alone tonight, and my dreams begin to write, chapter four may come to me, then I'll find my memory. Thank you.
it that my heart wouldn't have long to live? To lose you was more than it could stand. And that your love was all that could make it survive. But I'm doing all that I can. I just feed it a memory to keep it alive. A taste of the love that we once knew. And when my heartbeat gets weak and it's starting to die, I just feed it a memory of you. I must keep my heart living some way and somehow, in case that you might change your mind. So if you can't give it the love that it needs, just come by and see it sometime. And feed it a memory, help keep it alive. A taste of the love that we once knew. And when my heartbeat gets weak and when it's starting to die, I just feed it a memory of you.
It serves me right to suffer. It serves me right to be alone. Serves me right to suffer. Serves me right to be alone. Because I'm living with the memory of the days that's past and gone. Every time I see a woman, makes me think about mine. Every time I see a woman, it makes me think about mine. And the way she used to treat me, boys, I just can't keep from crying. I used to come home in the evening, that woman would be gone. When I would come home in the evening, I'd find that woman gone. And when I'd get up in the morning, boy, she'd just be coming home. I don't see well, I'm absent-minded, and I hardly sleep at all. My past put me on a habit of nicotine and alcohol. It served me right to suffer. It served me right to be alone. because I'm living with a memory of the days that passed and gone.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Marvel from Minden, Louisiana. That was none other than the great Percy Mayfield. What a vocal on that one. That was Memory Pain. Oh, the Pain of Memory. And that was recorded in Los Angeles on January 29th, 1953 for the Specialty label. And speaking of great singing, before that we heard a real singing tour de force there from Willie Nelson. With a song called Feeded a Memory. Sounds like actually Willie could have written that song, could have written it, rather. But he didn't. That was written by Justin Tubb, Ernest Tubb's son. And that was recorded, on April 25th in 1963 for the United Artists label. And sounded like that was recorded in Nashville. And before that, we heard the great Robert Gordon with a song that he wrote. He didn't write many, but he wrote some good ones, with I Just Met a Memory. And that was recorded in 1979 on a great record he had out back then. I think it was on RCA, called Rockabilly Boogie. And then we start off that set with another amazing singer, the great Ray Price, with Same Old Memories, and that was recorded February 25th of 1964 in Nashville for the Columbia label. So, look at the time now. Looks like we're just about halfway through the show, and you're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And you know, Freetown Radio comes to you every Friday at 3 as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we broadcast on KRVS in the Lafayette Lake Charles area. That's 88.7 on your FM dial. And you can also dial us up on the web, anywhere you are in the world with an internet connection, at krvs.org. And, of course, podcasts are available of the show. And there's also a Freetown Radio page on the site where you can listen to past shows without subscribing to the podcast. They're all there, archived. So, we're going to move along. The second half of our show is just about to start. The Freetown Radio Memory Show. And why don't we visit with one of my favorites who just does not get enough play. A man who was an inspiration to many, especially in early rock and roll. We're talking about Johnny Burnett. And for our next set, we're going to open up with Johnny doing Just a Memory. Enjoy.
High in the sky, there's a it is said at the end there's a pot of gold. A mountain so tall has a touch of snow, and the four winds keep sending her love so cold. Oh, willow tree, please weep and cry your tears for me. I'm lonesome, can't you see? Please bring her back to me. I'd swim the ocean wide just to be there by her side and forget the way she cheated on me. Oh, Take her, my love, bring her back to me. When she returns, wedding bells will ring. I hope this won't be just a memory.
That was the late great Gram Parsons with the Birds. I don't know if they ever released that track. It was called All I Have Are Memories. It was written by Gram. And right before that, we heard an early take, an early instrumental take of that song. Take 17, to be exact. And that was recorded in Hollywood on May 1st of 1968, both of those tracks. And that featured the amazing guitar playing of Clarence White, battling it out with the steel player, Lloyd Green, on that cut. That one goes out to Chris Stafford, out in Staffland. And before Gram Parsons, we heard the fabulous Everly Brothers with Memories Are Made of This. Great track recorded on March 24th in 1960 in Nashville for the RCA label. And we start out that set with the rockabilly pioneer Johnny Burnett with Just a Memory. And that was recorded on August 26th, 1959 in Hollywood. And that was Johnny Burnett on the guitar and the vocal, his brother Dorsey on the bass. And guess what? It was Eddie Cochran, another rock and roll pioneer, on the other guitar. Supposedly, according to the session notes. So we're doing pretty good on time. Looks like we've got time for at least another set. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. Today we're broadcasting the show from the beautiful Cypress Lake Studios right here on campus. So why don't we turn for our next set, which may be our last set in the memory show, but stay tuned for part two, which will be coming up in a couple of weeks, I promise. We're going to check in right now with Tom T. Hall. Great songwriter. This one goes back to 1970. And what did Tom do? Well, he says, I took a memory to lunch.
today the weather was so pretty. At noon I went out for a stroll. I walked and did some window shopping and met someone I used to know. The years had been kind to her beauty. When I first saw her, my heart jumped. Tonight, if I seem disenchanted, I took a memory to love. We sat and talked about the old days with misty teardrops in our eyes, and reconfirmed an old suspicion. The past grows old but never dies. The charm that draws two hearts together by 4 o'clock was just too much. The days and years we had between us were down to just two coffee cups. You can't relive life in an hour. The afternoon kept wearing on. I'm sorry that I'm late for dinner. I took a memory to run.
Tears, a handshake and party, three memories you left me to hold. Lonely heart, lonesome years are starting. The future looks empty and cold. Wherever you go, I pray God to guide you and let your heart know. With bitter tears, a handshake and parting, you left me three memories to hold. When we had our quarrel, a handshake you gave me so cold. Parting words I'll always remember, three memories of sorrow untold. I will be waiting wherever you go. I pray God to guide you and let your heart know with bitter tears, a handshake and parting. You left me three memories to hold.
This is our last night together. Things just didn't work out right.
Heart will know it has won.
Looks like the door is swinging shut on Freetown Radio. That was When the Door Swings Shut on Old Memories. And that was Carl Butler and Pearl, Pearl being Pearl Butler, Carl's wife. That was recorded on March 10th of 1964 in Nashville for the Columbia label. Before that, we heard another great duo, Jeanette Hicks and Billy Walker with Let's Make Memories Tonight, really beautiful song. And that was also recorded in Dallas. The last one was Nashville. This one was recorded in Dallas on March 22nd in 1955 for the Columbia label. And before Jeanette and Billy, we heard a great singer I don't think I've ever played on Freetown Radio before. That was a great Chuck Wells, who recorded for the Columbia label in the 50s. That was Three Memories, just a great performance there from Chuck. Also recorded in Dallas on January 11th of 1954, also for the Columbia label. And we start off that show with start off that set with Tom T. Hall, who was sorry he's late for dinner, but he took a memory to lunch. That song's called It Took a Memory to Lunch. It was recorded in Nashville on August 31st, 1970 for the Mercury label. And I want to thank everybody for listening to Freetown Radio this week. And you know, Freetown Radio comes to you every Friday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, immediately following Nick Spitzer's fine program, American Roots. And Friday's just a good day around here. It starts off with Raul Bro with Blues Box, 4 hours of blues in the morning, then American Roots, and then me. So won't you tune in next week at 3? I think maybe next week I might have a special guest on. We'll see what's going on with that. And in the meantime, you're going to stay tuned for this theme that we did today, Memories, because I got part two coming up in the next couple of weeks. So we got time to go out with a song, and we're going to remember with our memory show, the great George Jones. And what a great cut this is. It doesn't get enough play. Recorded in 1965 in Nashville for the Columbia label. Here's George Jones with Memory Is. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you next week, Friday at 3 for Freetown Radio. This is Roger Cash signing off. Here's George to sing you out.
Memory is a flower you once wore in your hair. You were twice as lovely as we vowed that we always would care. Memory is a pillow where you once laid your head. Memory is a garden where our love ran and played. Memory is the first life, the one that tore us apart. Memory is the jealousy that drove the trust from our hearts. Memory is a far side that warms a heart and a soul. Deceit and shame, distrust and blame have made the fire grow cold. conscience whose guilt won't set me free. Memory is a future whose past won't let me be.
KRVS 88.7